Go ahead.
Okay, call the monthly meeting of WPCA to order at 6:32, and we'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the
To the
flag,
flag
the
of
United
the United
States of
States of
America,
America
and to the
and to the
Republic
Republic for which
for which it
stands,
stands, one
one
nation,
nation,
under
under
God, indivisible,
God,
with
liberty,
liberty
and
and
justice
justice
for all.
for all. All right, let the record show that all members of the committee are here except for Bob Mahaney, who's excused tonight. And with that, I would just ask for one change in the order of the business. I'd like to move number 10A up right after the public portion. This is a Board of Aldermen meeting going on right now. We're supposed to vote on this motion before their meeting is over. So could I have a motion to move that up past the public portion?
So moved.
Do I hear a
second?
Second. Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay.
Aye.
Public portion. Anyone from the public wish to speak? Second time, anyone from the public? Third and final time, anyone from the public? Hearing none, I'd ask for a motion to close the public portion.
So moved, Charlie Sampson.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay, let's move right into the action on the easement. And again, this is a piece of property that was, you know, the city granted an easement, or we have an easement on it. And the property owner is asked to reduce the easement. And the Board of Aldermen just asked for our opinion, okay, on the new map. And Rob has reviewed the new map. There's no issue with the map. Right, Rob? You don't see any problem with it?
No, you still have proper access to your piping. You have 10 foot either side of your sewer. So, the reduction will not impact the PCA.
So with that, I would just ask for a motion to recommend to the Board of Aldermen that the WPCA approves the easement reduction, even though they actually have to do the formal approval. Someone want to make that motion?
So moved.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
Second, Charlie Sampson.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries. So with that, Mark, do you want to inform the Board of Aldermen that we did take the action for their meeting? Okay, let's move on to approval of the minutes from May. What's your pleasure?
Charlie Sampson, make a motion. We approve the minutes from May 2024.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained? Okay, that carries. Next up is the engineering report. Rob, you're up.
Okay, I know a couple of these items are further on in the agenda, but we, on the general on call, we've been assisting with the blower replacement and with the easement reduction for briefly. We'll talk about the blower later. Regarding the facilities plan, we still haven't gotten official approval from DEP. And
are they still saying it won't be until the end of the year?
They didn't even give me a date. I think they're very backlogged. Verbally, they said if they had some comments, we addressed the comments. They said our comments were fine. This was months ago now, but I haven't heard back from that. But we're slowly upgrading the plant on the.
Yeah, we are, whether we want to or not.
Exactly. Route 34, I'm still waiting for closeout documents. I send periodic, monthly, mostly right after this meeting, I ask for the as-builts and promise that they're en route, and I will again, because I have not heard anything or seen anything. We still need the as-built information and a disposition of what happened to the excess materials. I haven't got a response to that.
But there's no more work to be done down there. The work is all done, correct?
No, we just want documentation that right. The inspections were the air testing was done, videos, and so we want to put into GIS exactly what was installed.
Okay.
It happens on a lot of projects where you chase down the closeout documents. On the CMOM, the city's been, the WPCA has been moving forward with the inspections. A summary report was submitted in June to EPA. Maybe Ed will see if he heard back from that, his report. Phase five of the II removal is complete. I believe there's a couple outstanding invoices that I think are working their way through the city. Phase six is focused on manhole inspections. I believe most inspections were completed. We did find additional infiltration in some of the manholes. I think there's a couple left to inspect, so we're still on track to put that out as a project. In probably in August or September. The NPDES permit that was approved.
Yeah, back up for just a second, though, Rob. Yes. You got a note in there. It says something on Laurel Avenue could not be installed due to significant infiltration. What does that leave us?
Yes, part of phase five, we were going to fix a gusher that was at that lateral on Laurel Ave, but it was too significant of a leak to be installed, to be repaired trenchless. Groundwater was high back at during the spring. So we've added that to phase six. It's going to be an open cut. We're going to have to replace that Y connection. There's two side by side, or they're like 4 or 5 feet apart. So we're going to replace like a 4 foot piece of pipe and two laterals, one going at to one side of the road, one at the other side of the road. And as part of the CMOM program, Santo and his team have found other defects that need to be addressed immediately. And those are being incorporated into phase six.
Okay.
The NPDES permit, the approval process is still underway. It was submitted on time back in end of February. And maybe you heard anything back from them?
Nothing yet.
Nothing? Okay.
Other than they received it, everything looked good. We haven't received anything else.
Okay. We're in the dewatering system, the new rotary press. We're in the final design phase. We've been working with the vendor. They're manufacturing the new press. We understand it's going to be ready in November. So we're going to have a contractor on board. So when it gets delivered, it'll be ready for installation. That's about it on the report. Any questions? Okay.
Well, just we're going to approve a payment in a minute, but the second payment was based on the shop drawings, and you're saying they're all set. You're comfortable with them. They've been received and approved.
Shop drawings are, yeah. Okay. So that's all done. So they can continue manufacturing the equipment.
Okay. Any questions for Rob? Okay, let's move on to bills. All right, let me take these because it's a little bit confusing. You have a lot of paperwork there, but I'm going to go through them. I'm going to do the bond bills first, okay? And I don't have these separated out because I just didn't have time to do it. But you have two bond bills in your package. The one is the one I just talked about, which is the second payment to Fournier, which is for $155,000. As you've just heard, that was subject to the that's in here. It was the original contract, anyways. Wait a minute. I can maybe move this over and try and do this if I can. No, I guess I can't do it. I'm trying to move it over, but that was in the original contract, which I had on the screen a minute ago. I've just lost it. So we are obligated to pay that, and it's for $155,000, exactly as you see it there. So can I have a motion to pay Fournier for their second installment of $155,000? We paid $93,000 back in February as the first installment. Okay, do
I... Jack, before we start with the motion, just structure committee, I take it, right? We're making the decisions on that now?
Well, you can make the motion again subject to, but there is no, right now, okay. No infrastructure committee because there are only two members.
Yeah.
Which means it's defunct. I spoke to the mayor about it this morning. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what they're going to do, but, you know, quite honestly, I'm tired of dealing with that. We do what we're supposed to do.
Yeah. No, I just.
If the same, we'd be okay.
I didn't know whether it was disbanded or just kind of put on hold. I didn't understand the email that came from the chief of staff there a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, well, they tried to find a new person, but they couldn't find one. And then Bob Bell, unfortunately, had some issues to deal with, and he had to resign. Yeah. So once he resigned, that reduced it to two. And so what happens, I don't know. But, you know, we're still doing our part. And look, this one in particular is a contract. There's really no issue with doing exactly what the contract said. So,
okay.
All right. So you want to make the motion?
Yeah. So moved.
Okay. Do we hear a second?
Jack, I'm gonna second it, Charlie Sampson. But discussion on the motion.
Sure. Go ahead.
I don't see the bill for $155,000. Was that in the packet?
It's not in the packet. Okay. Yeah, I'll talk about the whole packet and where we are on all this in a minute. But let me see, because
Jack, it was in the packet. I think it's a couple pages down from where you are right now, because you did pass by it when you were going down.
I pulled up the original contract, which I had in my computer. Oh, okay. No, there it is. Okay, yep. And this is exactly as it is in the contract, which I have another tab someplace. So this was the contract, Charlie. It calls for 15% to pay 30 days after the purchase order. That's what we did in February. This is for 25%. And this is 25% of the total contract price. And that was due 30 days after the shop drawings were submitted. And as you've heard, they were submitted and Rob has already reviewed them and they're okay. We'll have a bigger payment coming up. It'll be 55% after it's delivered, which Rob, you're saying it'll be delivered in November, right?
Correct. That's what we've been told.
All right. So that'll be the next payment. And then there'll be one final 5% payment after it's successfully set up. So. And cool. I know this is before you got on the board, Charlie, but there isn't a signed contract.
No, I trust me. I don't question it. I'm just saying that in my packet for this month, I don't have this bill. I only have two Weston and Sampson bills.
Actually, Charlie, I just found it halfway into my packet. It was after one of the coin chemical bills.
It's
not with the Weston. I just found it.
What email did you get? What was the
this
date
would
on
have
the
been
email?
The one from Ed today.
Oh, from Ed today.
Yeah. Ed sent this out this afternoon.
Okay. I only read Ed's report. I got
that
you.
That was earlier. I'll come back to this, why we have this mess.
I know.
Afterwards, but let's get through this and then we'll come back.
I'm set to approve, Jack. I'm good.
Okay. All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain? And then the other one is a bill from Weston and Sampson. Not this one. This one. Okay. For $22,800. So that's the second of the bond bills. And again, a motion approving subject to infrastructure, if ever. So want to make that motion?
So moved, Charlie Sampson.
Second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay, we're paying that. Let me keep coming down here. All right, let me do this one because I didn't see this in the motions, Ed, but this is another on-call, so this is a regular bill. Oh, no, it's in here. Okay. I'll come back to that one. I'll come back to that one. Let me go down to the ones that came from the finance department, then I'll come back to the individual ones. Okay, you had a bunch of reports from the finance department showing the individual payments, and there were four separate ones. This is the first one for payments of $10,409.29, and here's your breakout. What's your pleasure?
Make a motion. We approve the entire packet with the check numbers for $10,409.29.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, we're paying that one. All right, the second one is for $165,834.76. And we already approved the 155, so this is all the others including with it. This is just from the finance department.
Motion to pay.
All right. Do I hear a second?
Second, Charlie Sampson.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain. Okay, that's paid. Third one is the total at the bottom is $84,575.22. And you can see what they're all for here. Biggest one is APG Neuros. What is that, Neuros?
That is the new blower.
What is it? Oh, that's a new blower. Okay, good. We're going to talk about that after. So, someone want to make a motion on these?
So moved, Charlie Sampson, for $84,575.22.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Paid. Okay, and the last of these is $22,726.74. What's your pleasure?
Motion.
Okay.
Second.
Second. All in favor? Well, discussion first. Discussion. Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain. Okay, those are all out of the way. Now let's come back to the individual bills, even though I think we just got a couple of these done anyways. Okay, the first one is Weston and Sampson for on-call, $8,430.
I make a motion we approve the invoice from Weston and Sampson for $1,430.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. But oh, just one quick question.
Yeah.
Rob, what's the model of Ferrari you got now?
I got a Chevy. I've always driven Chevys.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? That's done. This one we did already. All right. And this wasn't on your motions, but this is a bill that we still have to pay, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That was above 5,000, Mark, so I didn't list it as.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I think we can do away with that 5,000, because I don't think we paid attention to that in years. But okay, this is $4,800 less than Sampson. This is the phase six INI work that we talked about earlier.
Motion.
Okay, second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor? Aye. Opposed?
Now playing discussion by Kevin Gates.
Oh, hang on a second. Siri, stop. Who set that off?
There's nothing to stop here.
At least she didn't say she didn't say hi, sexy Jack.
Yeah, I wish. Okay, the next one is Cigarro. First one, 23-414-86.
Some old Charlie Sampson.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Done. Second bill from Sincaro, $17,865.11. What's your pleasure?
Motion.
Second.
Second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Paid? Coin Chemical, which you mentioned earlier, for $8,316.16. What's your pleasure?
So moved, Charlie Sampson.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Abstain? Paid? Fournier, we did. Let's see if I'm, oh, here's another one. Okay. This one is, I got this on my list. Did we get this one already under the other, Ed?
No, this is the first one with this.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wait a minute now. Oh, it's 40. That's what I'm looking at. 49,680. Okay. It's APG Neuro, $49,680. What's your pleasure?
Motion to pay.
Okay, second, Charlie.
Second by Charlie. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay. And I think we got them all.
I think so.
Yep, I think that's done. All right. All right, so next on the agenda would be the finance. And unfortunately, I'm going to table the finance because this is this report's not relevant. This is from May. We should have the report from June. So I don't know what happened here. Ed, did he send you a report for June?
No, this is the only one he sent me.
Yeah, because I, you know, when I saw this, I emailed him, but I didn't hear it back. So, you know, right at this point, this is irrelevant. So I want to see the one from June. So
in the email, he said they were working on closing a few of the accounts out for the year, so it wasn't completed.
But he could have sent us what he had. You know, I hate being behind all the time. But, you know, and you know, this, I don't know if this is even going to be the final format that we'll have. So I would just ask everybody to take a look at it and, you know, decide between now and next month if you're comfortable with this report. I have some things that I'm not comfortable with that I'd like to see changed that I'll talk to Brian about. But again, I'd like to see the June figures because we're already near the end of July, Brian Malone. So my patience is running out with all this stuff, as you can tell. All right, so can I have a motion to table the finance until next month?
So will Charlie Sampson.
Second.
Second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstained? Okay. Ed, you're up.
All right. In the collection system of June in 2020-24, we responded to a total of 81 call before you dig tickets with 3 emergency tickets and responded to a total of 1 emergency call out. For the plant, we had an average flow of 1.8 million gallons per day, a total flow of 35.46 million gallons a day with a max daily flow of 1.44 million gallons a day. Average total nitrogen was 57 pounds per day. Our permit limit is 71. Our annual average is still a little high at 83 pounds per day. Average effluent BOD is 4.9. Average suspended solids is 5 milligrams per liter with an average turbidity of 1.8. For maintenance, we removed the old plant blower and components, installed the new plant blower on the concrete base, fabricated and installed the blower discharging pipe. And since that time, the inlet has also been done. The fabrication and install to our point is completely done at this point. We're just setting up a time next week for the manufacturer to come out and hopefully start it up.
So it could be running by the end of next week?
We're hoping so.
Good.
Installed new electrical conduits for the blower, completed 14,000 linear feet of sewer jetting and 1,200 linear feet of CCTV. The plant new plant blower installation is underway, almost complete. We submitted our annual capacity management operations and maintenance report, our CMOM report, to DEP and the EPA, where we recorded 89,000 linear feet of sewer cleaning and 39,000 linear feet of CCTV work. We have open meetings and discussions with St. Michael's Church for the private I&I removal. We've had 2 meetings with them already to address. This is our first attempt at addressing the private I&I. They're looking at some solutions, as are we. And they asked the question, what is the city willing to do with any kind of cost that is incurred to remove the private I&I?
But it's their I&I, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so I don't know how to answer that at this point. I really don't. You know, we've been talking about this for as long as I've been on the board. Talked about doing different things, and so far I don't know. And you know, the burden is on the property owner, not on us. But until we have even, you know, better handle on our finances with getting reports from the finance committee, you know, I don't see what we can say at this point other than we'll continue to explore options. I did have a question on the linear feet of sewer cleaning and whatnot. Did we have a numerical requirement from EPA on what we needed to do?
A couple years back, once we got the new camera truck, we took it upon ourselves to take a more aggressive standpoint on our sewer cleaning and CCTV work, where we were required to do 12,000 linear feet a year of both sewer cleaning and CCTV. 5 years ago, this was the end of our fifth year, we did 20% of our system, which was 42,000 linear feet on both sides for our entire collection system. So after 5 years, I can successfully report that we have completed almost 100% of our collection system cleaning and CCTV work.
So you said that was a 5-year requirement, Ed?
Yes.
So are we going to get a new requirement from them this year?
I don't know if we're going to get a new requirement. In my report, I did state that now that we have done 20% of our collection system every year for the past 5 years, that we are going to throttle back on the amount that we're going to do. We have 10 subsections throughout the city of Derby, and we're going to focus our attention on each subsection per year for our report. And I have not heard the EPA or the DEP to make sure that they are good with this. I don't see why they wouldn't.
No, especially since we've done such a good job on the other requirements. That was part of the consent order, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, I mean, they should be coming in and reviewing the consent order and giving us further guidance, but it sounds like we're in good shape on that. So that's good. All right. I don't know if we've covered everything on the blower issue. Ed, if there's anything else you need to say about that.
The only thing I'd really like to say is you know, I don't know if there's anything we could do as far as recognition or maybe having a lunch or something for the guys. I think Rob can agree with me that no other municipality in the state of Connecticut would do such a job in-house. Everybody that I know of, any place that I've ever worked at, nobody wants to deal with this. Nobody even attempts to do this. They contract it out for 20 to 50% of the cost and have someone else do it. You know, Steve Iacone, Rob Perhoda, Sean Green, these are some of the best mechanics I've ever worked with. And this wouldn't have gotten done if it wasn't for their work ethic, their fortitude, and how they go about trying to do this. Nobody else, three mechanics in a small plant, nobody would have thought that was possible. And not only did they do it, everyone was impressed with the job that they've done.
Well, I agree with you. I think, you know, again, I say to people all the time, we're pulling this thing together with baling wire and glue, and I don't know what else. So I think it might be appropriate. You're recommending a luncheon, something like that?
Yes, sir. If we could, you know, some sort of recognition for the guys, telling them what a great job they did, because I'm sure they're sick of me telling them.
Yeah.
You know, Jack, I was just, my next question was going to be who installed this blower system. And I saw something from last month about Kovacs, that you were looking for a quote from them. This is a real big undertaking for these guys. You know, I just got a new selectman up in Bethel, and he actually took time at one of these meetings to recognize my guys for some of the stuff they've done the past couple months. And it's the first time I've heard this in almost 20 years. And this would be a, you know, I mean, those guys, they do it because they love it, but it would be a morale booster for the guys that went above and beyond. I mean, yes, that's their job, but they're doing above and beyond is the bottom line. And I think that maybe Ed, if you could come up with a plan or a dinner, there's got to be some place we can take money out of for recognition.
No, I think that's important when, you know, especially when it's something special like this, that, you know, we're actually saving money by the work that they've done. I suggest maybe also buying some t-shirts or polo shirts, something like that, in recognition of the goal along with it. Charlie, what do you think?
No, I'm going to agree with Kelly. And I think that I would leave it up to Ed, because he's the boss. And, you know, if you want to take him out to a nice dinner, we can find a line item that, you know, the professional expenses or whatever line item that this would fall under. But I, once again, 110% trust Ed and his judgment. So I would agree to that.
Well, Ed, why don't you work that up and we'll do something. Yeah. Kelly?
Would you want to put a monetary value to Ed?
Well,
whether it be in the, what I mean is not to exceed, say, $500, not to exceed $400. I don't know.
Kelly, in my honest opinion, I don't think Ed's like that. I don't think we're going to get a $30,000 bill from the Bellagio in Las Vegas, but I would just say, obviously, Ed, you know, keep it within a serious expense, but bring us back a bill that's not outrageous.
Yeah, otherwise, I was just thinking what the city fathers would feel about something like this, but that's fine. No, I agree with you, Joe.
Yeah, again, I think, you know, our guys work under some pressures that the others don't have.
Yeah.
You know, when you're dealing with, I'll give you an example. I was walking today, and the odor down there was terrible today. I couldn't work under those circumstances, and I know they do that all the time. It's just,
yeah.
You know, it should be recognized at some point. So I say, look to see, maybe. I don't know. You got a couple of restaurants downtown, not as many as we used to, for just a luncheon. You know, we just had a luncheon for the library at Twisted Vine. I don't know if they could do something, just take a longer lunch and do something there. That might be a good idea, helping the local business at the same time. But, and I'll leave it up to you, and we'll hear back from you.
Okay, so just so I understand this, a nice lunch or dinner with a bottle of Macallan 25 and everything's good?
Yeah, maybe the Macallan 12, but I got a spare bottle of Johnny Walker here that I could probably donate. But I would agree with Jack. You know, Twisted Vine, maybe Quail and Ale, take them out for a decent dinner with their, you know, probably with their wives or something. I mean, like you said, these guys break their stones every day and they save us thousands of dollars. So spending $500 or $600 on a night for them, it's not going to kill us.
Exactly. Right, and so Charlie, I'm shocked. You said bring the wives?
I did.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, Kella, at my age, I got to bring my wife everywhere now because she's the only one left in the house.
All right, that might cause a problem for us, but let's let Ed work on it. We'll take it from there.
Yeah.
I think we got the belt press update already.
I got one question.
Go ahead.
These Synagro bills. I'm looking at the compression of the solids. Yeah, it's quite a range there, 16 to 25%. What are we going to be looking at? 30% when we get this new dewatering in?
I don't think we're going to see 30%. I think that's a stretch. I think there will be times, even with the new belt filter press or with the current filter press that we have now, we reach sometimes 25 to 30%. I think we will reach 30% once we get it locked in. I don't think that's going to be a you know, an everyday thing, but it's definitely going to be higher than what it is now.
Okay. But we got enough in the budget to cover these. I don't know, maybe I just never paid attention to these particular bills, but we have enough that's going to, enough in the line item. You know, I'm looking at the range here from the June bill of 23 and then the one from July 17. I guess the number does fluctuate quite a bit. Are we all set in the budget to cover this for the year?
We should be, yes.
Okay. All right. I just, I just never paid attention to what they were, what those bills are for until I read them now. Okay.
And any more on Hawkins Street? I see they're still working up there occasionally.
I haven't heard anything new about it.
Okay. We just took care of the easement report. And then last month we didn't meet in June because of the holiday. I didn't realize City Hall was closed that day. But we have to start the Ed's annual review. So, I'd like the full committee to be involved because there are only four of us. Ed has already done the preliminary, report that he does this for us every year. So I'd like to send that out and get feedback from everybody and get this done as quickly as possible. So watch, I'll be sending something out to you on that. And then let me just finish by talking about, obviously this didn't go smoothly today to get everything out to everyone in a timely fashion. And, basically, at the beginning of July, I said to City Hall, I'm not doing this anymore. Okay. You know, we've been talking about getting that staff position filled since last September. Okay. And I've been very patient. Okay. And then we were told after January that, you know, everything would be set by July 1st. So I'm holding them to it. Okay. I'm not going to be preparing agendas and chasing people and doing stuff that should be done at City Hall. And as a result, you saw I came down to the wire today, okay, because it's not in place. So that's the bad news. The good news is they're interviewing tomorrow, I believe, and they expect that. When? Was today, Ed?
Oh, we did the interview. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. So the last I heard, they expect to have somebody in place within the next couple of weeks. So hopefully we can get back to the normal operation. It'll be a new normal, though, because the flow of all these bills, because we still have bills that aren't getting paid in a timely fashion. We still have reports that aren't coming in a timely fashion. But at least there'll be somebody designated in the finance department at City Hall who will be working for us. And I believe DPW. Is there anyone else involved with that, Ed?
So this job entails this person to be located at the Public Works Department. They will be working for Public Works, the Finance Department, and us.
Right. But their responsibility is to be doing all that staff work that was done by Marcy before. Okay. Again, I'm not going to be chasing people for agendas and reports and whatnot anymore. You know, first of all, it's not good to have somebody who's a volunteer doing that. That's a staff function. And, you know, hopefully next month I'll be very happy to say everything you get is coming from somebody new, not from me and not from Ed. So it's just taking too long. It's too many years of this. And I feel very good about where Brian's going. I think things are working a lot better. But, you know, July 1st was supposed to be the date, and that's what I'm holding things to. So with that, anything else to come before the committee?
Jack, Charlie, I just say that the supervisor's annual review will be, for me, totally based upon his men's dinner and the cost of that. So keep that in mind, Ed.
Okay.
Well, these guys are worth everything. I'm not worth too much. So that should tell you as much as you need to know.
All right, so we need a motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay, I got to stop this recording and we're done.
Have a great month, guys. See you next month.
You too, guys.